Well, hey, and welcome back, guys. You're listening to The Life and Times of Corey Wagner. This is my podcast. Now, normally, I am producing a podcast called Behind the Smoke Podcast, which is where I normally am, behind the scenes, behind the smoke, doing the social media. As you know, I'm staying very busy doing social media and other things marketing related, but this is my out-of-office message episode. So if you're listening, you might be listening because you saw my email signature. My out-of-office reply is that I am going to fucking Spain tomorrow. We're going to Barcelona. Alana and I, we have been working our asses off for the past year. Just really kind of getting on track with all of our goals. You know, we're trying to make things happen, and she's in school. And I, of course, have graduated already and am on a career path of my own. And I don't think I've ever been so busy, but I also don't think I've ever been this happy. And I've just been fortunate to be busy, and things are staying busy, and they continue to get busier, and I've been meeting a lot of cool people recently, and a lot of cool opportunities have been coming up, and it's just been a good time for Alana and I, and we're going to Barcelona tomorrow, and we're pretty stoked. So that is where we're going to be from tomorrow until the June 8th, Friday, June 8th, we come back. I think it takes like 12 hours to get to Barcelona. We're taking a straight shot from LAX. So it's about 12 hours there, and it'll be 12 hours back. So it's about a day of traveling. So we're prepared for that, although I don't think we really are. I've never even been out of the country, and I'm not counting Mexico. You know what I fucking mean when people say that? Like, I've been out of the country. I go to Mexico all the time. And you're like, okay, man, no. But I'm fired up. Alana's really excited. Me and her have a lot in common. That's obviously why we're together and best friends. But we really like adventure and trying things new. And we see eye to eye on a lot of our career goals and our life goals and things we enjoy. And I'm really excited to do this trip with her. We are going to be staying at her friend Shannon lives in Barcelona. She's actually originally from Vermont, and then they met in San Diego when Shannon was living here in San Diego. And then she ended up moving, I think, back to Vermont for a short time. And then she moved out to Barcelona. And so she's been there, and she has a boyfriend named Jan. John? I think it's John. Yeah, we'll go with John. He actually looks like a Malibu surfer boy. But he's from Spain, I believe, and so we're going to be staying with them in their little, I think it's like a little apartment, whatever they call them out there. And so we're going to be crashing with them, which was really cool, and that really helped our costs out, our travel costs. And our last 2 days in Barcelona, we're actually going to stay at an Airbnb. We're going to get out of Shannon's hair for a little bit. We don't want to overstay our welcome, of course. And so we're going to have our own little adventure in Barcelona, living in an Airbnb. And then we'll kind of be on our own, and maybe we'll have a better lay of the land by then and get to do our own thing. And I'm really stoked about that. One thing about this trip is that me and her, typically we would have gone to Lightning in a Bottle, which is a really, really cool a music festival that happens every year in Bradley, which is just 1 hour east of San Luis Obispo. So it's like Central California. and it's an amazing festival. It's very, it's about a 4-day event, and you camp out there, kind of out in the wilderness, kind of. It's over right on the bed of the lake, and there actually has been water in the lake the past 2 years. The first year, there was no water because of that severe drought, and this festival is just amazing. All of our really close friends have been going, and it's great music. It's a great blend of the heavier, bassy, dubsteppy, trap, and then they have the house music, and they have a little bit of everything in between, and they have classes that you can go and learn things from, anything from making soups to making teas to yoga classes to sound healing classes, and it's a really cool festival. There are basically no rules. You just have a great time with your friends, listening to good music and looking at art, and you know, just that whole adventure of roughing it out, and you know, making meals on your own out there. And you know, we're not in RVs. You can definitely RV camp, and that's usually costs a little bit more. And I'm sure it's fun, and it's also an adventure when you don't have the power to an RV and you don't have that kind of luxury glamping experience, and we actually have to pitch your own tent. And yeah, it probably sounds so lame, but it's a really fun time, and me and Alana have had some epic memories from Lightning in a Bottle, and all of our friends have just now gotten home from that, and we are about to head out. So we kind of decided we wouldn't do that festival and we would do Barcelona instead, and everyone's like, yeah, you made such a good call. Go travel, see the world, have so much fun. And that is what we're going to do. So this is my out of office message. I'll be in Barcelona. But it's crazy. I've been working my ass off the last couple weeks just preparing for this trip. But my preparing has been scheduling out social media posts. Hasn't been packing. It hasn't been deciding what we're going to do every day and where we're going to go eat and how we're, you know, going to be a tourist. Nope. I've been scheduling posts so that when I'm gone in Barcelona, my clients that I have, in Cali Comfort, of course, will all be covered across Facebook and Instagram, so that if you didn't listen to this message and you didn't know I was in Barcelona, you could look at the accounts and be like, wow, they're posting every single day, sometimes twice a day. I could never tell that this guy was in Barcelona, not on his phone for 9-10 days. But the cool thing about social media is they have built-in scheduling platforms, and Instagram just this year made it able for you to schedule posts in Instagram. Facebook's always had that for as long as I can remember, at least. And as a business setting, you can't do it as your just personal page. Well, maybe they'll change that in the future, but for businesses, you can schedule a post. Let's just pretend tomorrow you want to, you know, schedule a post. You think you'll be gone from the phone or computer all day. You actually just go in your publishing tools and schedule a post. And, you know, you just set the time and you set the date. Easy as that. And you kind of set it and forget it. But I think there's drawbacks to having scheduled posts. And it's a very common thing for social media agencies, and just, you know, any sort of agency, really. They'll schedule out their posts. They'll probably have a freaking content calendar for the month, and you know, you have these meetings about the content calendar, and we're going to post this on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you're going to post this on the other days, and you just plan everything out in advance. And that's another topic for another day, but for the sake and purpose of this conversation, it was cool to be able to I feel like I almost put in even more effort and energy, if that's possible. It was an interesting way of going about it, whereas typically I don't schedule out posts because things happen on the fly all the time, almost every day, and there's something new to be pushing out or posting that day. So there's two different strategies, I would say, in social media. You can schedule out your posts, and then you kind of are just guessing what is going to be relevant, because you know the nectar to social media marketing is being able to be relevant. And I think that if you're scheduling out posts more than a week in advance, you're just kind of floating something out there that's a bit more evergreen, hopefully, and not as time sensitive. A good example is Valley Farm Market, one of my clients. They're one of the best bottle shops in all of San Diego. They have some of the best beers that you can't get anywhere else. And, you know, it's cool to be able to help them grow that and to keep in the know with the beer. And it helps me at Cali Comfort as well, knowing what to bring on tap there. But for example, a new hot beer comes out, like the Heady Topper from the Alchemist all the way out in Vermont, just came out. And, you know, if we didn't post that we had it, or if I scheduled a post that day talking about like something completely random or a different beer, that would be totally off-putting if I scheduled it for that release day of the other popular beer by Alchemist. And it's like, oh, why are they posting about a Ballast Point beer that everyone knows about on the day of when Alchemist is supposed to be out? Well, that's because I scheduled a week in advance and I didn't get word until 3 days before the beer came out. So I already had a post scheduled for that day and I was good. I don't need to post anything else. So if that makes any sense, I think scheduling can be good and it can be bad. I think it's great for the sake of, in my case, that I'm actually just going to be on vacation. I'm be traveling, so I need to, you know, there's two options. You could just, maybe three options. You don't post at all for your clients while you're on vacation, but that wouldn't make sense, especially in my position, as I'm not the owner of these businesses. I'm just helping them with their business. That would be completely selfish to just not post anything at all. And then, you know, have their business potentially take a hit or see a decline in sales because I was on vacation away from my phone. So that's not an option for in my book if I want any sort of long-term relationships and long-term clients. And another option is to work with the client and say, hey, you want to post while I'm away? And while that could be an option, I don't think I would want to put any of my clients in that position where, like, the reason why they need my help is because they're so fucking busy, for one, and because this stuff changes, social media changes weekly. You know, if not weekly, then monthly, there's a change that you gotta know if you're gonna stay on top of things. Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's just all of social media as a whole, privacy, you know, any topic, it's just it's a whole nother ball game. And I understand that. It's tough to stay up with, and it can be a lot of work, and you wanna put that off until tomorrow, blah blah blah. I get it. So, you know, I'm not going to ask my clients to just post every day for me and just, you know, get to have a good time while they're juggling almost, you know, twice the load that they normally have running their business without doing social media. And then there's the option I took is use the technology that's available. Be proactive, schedule out your posts, and, you know, do all you can do in your power to make sure that while you're gone, everything will be cool. There will be content going out, you know, and then if you can't schedule, and maybe you have like an assistant, or maybe you have someone that you work with in the office that can help post for you, you know, you just got to figure that out on your own. So, you know, with my, I scheduled out probably, I think we're gone. Let's see. I think I did 20 posts per platform, Instagram and Facebook, per client, or, you know, per business. So that's Cali Comfort, Valley Farm Market, The Trails, and Blue Lagoon. For those four, I scheduled out about 20 posts on Facebook and 20 posts on Instagram. So I've just been, it's been a long couple of days scheduling out posts and figuring out what content is going to work and kind of be evergreen, because I'm scheduling out in advance. So, you know, none of these posts are seriously time sensitive. They're more general, so they can kind of apply in any situation. And I picked some quality posts, and I'm pretty excited to, for one, I'm excited to not have to stress about posting on a day-to-day basis. I'm excited to unplug, as they say. Everyone likes to say, I just want to unplug. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just have fun and experience a whole new world. And, you know, hopefully don't get pickpocketed or anything crazy, because people have been stressing me out about everyone pickpocketing in Barcelona. And I'm like, nah, I will fuck you up. I'm so aware pretty much all the time of what's going on. Like, I'm too aware, and I think that could be a problem sometimes. But you're not pickpocketing me. And especially because I got this Valley Farm fanny pack. You're not getting me. This is not a challenge. If any of you pickpocketers are listening to my podcast that no one listens to, I'm excited to adventure and see new things and meet new people, try some good food, you know, all that shit. I'm excited for, and it's gonna feel nice to just kind of go with the flow and not have too many plans each day. You know, have a couple spots we want to hit, and then for the other part, just kind of browse around and walk around and take a picture there, take a picture there. Maybe we'll bring the Polaroid. I'll bring that Polaroid. That's always fun to have some Polaroid. You know, because everything's fucking digital now, and who's to say that everything won't just get wiped one day, and doesn't matter if you're in the cloud, or doesn't matter what, you know, we could all just get wiped, everything could go, everything that's digital just gets wiped out, you know, EMP, some sort of massive EMP, if you don't know what that is, just Google EMP. Everything going digital can be scary, and sometimes we, you know, we're so stoked on all this technology, but everything, as good as everything can get, it can get just as bad. So, get a Polaroid camera. Polaroids are fun. We have a whole wall with Polaroids on it. It's just cool to have a kind of a hard copy and a little vintage look to them. So we'll probably bring the Polaroid out. And, yeah, I'm going to be bringing on my friend Dashiell to the podcast. Me and Dashiell met in high school. We actually were in a digital photography class. That's where my love developed for photography, is in high school, where I met Dashiell. And Dashiell and I became even better friends after high school when I moved back. And we shared a love for music like we did photography. And so, you know, he I was just looking for about like an internship sort of position, or I was just coming back to San Diego, seeing where like where I could fit in as far as marketing, advertising, social media, seeing what was out here. And through doing all that, I met Dashiell and kind of reconnected with him around that time. And he had just gotten his DJ set up. So it's like this little controller by Pioneer, nice little setup. And he had, you know, some nice speakers. And I was like, man, that would be cool to learn. And then he ended up teaching me how to DJ. And soon enough, we're just mixing all the time, playing music, spinning. And we're going to shows and we're hanging out. And he ended up moving to San Jose, where he is doing, he's in business, and I think he's in marketing too. He was just doing this business pitch. He had to come up with a pitch for a business, and you know, he ended up falling in love with his business idea and getting some good scores on it. And he went to a couple like business pitch competitions, and it's basically, you know, I'll have him on the show as soon as possible, maybe when I'm back from Spain. And he just went to lightning in a bottle, and so I want to talk to him and see what happened there. And I'm sure Dashiell had an amazing time. His girlfriend is living out here in Oceanside, so I know Dashiell eventually wants to move back to San Diego. But we'll chat with Dashiell, and gonna have my amazing sister help me watch the cats at home, because I have three cats, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm a cat man, and my sister is a saint for helping me watch those cats. A couple things were, oh yeah, we're going to a music festival out in Barcelona, which I don't think I mentioned yet. So that'll be cool. We'll get our little music festival fix in for one day. We're going on the Friday, which is, I think, the first full day we're actually in Barcelona. We're going to a music festival, so we're just going to jump right into the party. And it's on a Friday, so I'm sure that it'll be a weekend full of fun and meeting new people and listening to some good music. So that's really cool. Tyler, the creator, is going to be there. What are you doing? Sorry, my cat is playing with a screw on the floor, so you might hear that in the background. Yep. Okay. Okay, cat. Tyler, the creator, as I was saying, is going to be playing. There is a DJ called Seth Troxler. The people who did the soundtrack to Stranger Things is going to be playing. There's a couple cool other artists who are playing, and so that'll be fun. I don't know if Shannon and John are going to come with us. It might just be me and Alana, but I'm excited for that. There is a McKellar bar, a tasting room. So McKellar is one of my favorite breweries out here in San Diego, and they have a tasting room out in Barcelona. So we'll do that. Hopefully we'll get to go hiking, maybe go to the beach, and not really sure what else to expect. But I'm stoked. Alana's really stoked. She's actually never traveled anywhere like this, just like me. So it'll be kind of a first time experience for the both of us. And I think that's what's so special about it. Just to be able to share new experience with her. And, you know, we're both at an age where we're not thinking about kids and we're not thinking about anything serious. We're just enjoying in the moment, and we're working so hard that we might as well, you know, celebrate each other. And, you know, we decide to focus on traveling right now. And, you know, some couples our age don't. Some are focused on getting married or having kids or buying a lot of drugs and doing nothing with their life and watching Netflix and finding a 9-to-5 job and being comfortable with their life and just being a robot who you have the same schedule Monday to Friday, whatever the fuck your robot schedule is, and you sit in traffic on the way to work, you go to work and get in your little cubicle and check your email and waste your time in the bathroom because you hate your job and get off work, sit in more traffic on the way home, and then you pop your little TV dinner in the microwave, drink some soda, and you watch Netflix. You gotta watch Netflix. You gotta be in the know of what shows are on, because how are you gonna be relatable in your at your office when you're in the break room and everyone's talking about that new show that came out? So that is my take on that. Being comfortable. So that's why Alana and I are traveling, because we are so focused on ourselves right now together as a team, and that is where we are spending our money otherwise, to do new things and not have to worry about anything serious like kids or marriage. Although we love each other so much, we're happy with how things are right now. Nothing has to change. We have an awesome relationship. And so this is my out of office message. I am in Barcelona. I do not think I'll be checking my phone very frequently. Maybe when we get to Wi-Fi. So if you're listening, if you're still listening, I don't know why, I'm just rambling at this point, drinking an Oberon American Wheat Ale from Bell's Brewery. Absolutely delicious beer. And after this podcast, I'm going to have to get packing, because I'm not even packed. All I've been doing is stressing about work and making sure that all my loose ends are tied up. Paid rent, my car payment, paying the fucking man left and right. Well, now I get to focus on myself, and I'm going to take this time to soak in all the new things around me and be open to everything. And we'll see where I come out on the other side after this podcast. So thank you for listening. If you want to tweet at me, that would be awesome. You can find me, I am Corey Wagner, I think that's my Twitter, man. I just changed my Twitter username. It might be I am Corey Jameson, or I think it's I am Corey Wagner. Okay, well, that's awkward. And you're listening to The Life and Times of Corey Wagner. Also, I hope you're listening on the Anchor app. If you're not listening on the Anchor app, now would be a good time to jump over to the Anchor app. If you haven't downloaded it, guess what? You should download it, because the cool part about Anchor is you can play a song from, I think you can even play from your iTunes, if you have an iTunes account, but I don't know who does that, and or Spotify, which is what I use. So I'm going to be playing a song after this, which I play after every episode, which I think is kind of cool because I love music, and the fact that I can just put a song in at the end, whatever I'm feeling at that moment, put it in there, stick it right in, turn up the volume, jam out. Just pretend you're me enjoying that song. So listen on the Anchor app. I'm going to Barcelona. I got to get packing. I'm not ready. And we'll be back. We'll be back with some storytelling. Peace. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.